This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. and British militaries bombed more than a dozen sites used by Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen in a massive retaliatory strike using warship launch, Tomahawk missiles, and fighter jets. VOA's Carla Babb reports from the Pentagon.
The United States and the United Kingdom conducted strikes against targets inside Yemen in the Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen. These are in direct response to the more than two dozen attacks that we have seen the Houthis carry out, targeting ships and commercial vessels and military vessels in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden.
VOA's Jeff Selden on VOA's International Edition explains that the Houthi infrastructure in Yemen is sprawling in large part because of the range of supplies they get from Iran.
The Houthis are an Iranian-backed group, so they've been getting cruise missiles, ballistic missile technology, drone technology, and they've been using all of this to launch against ships in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. That includes international commercial shipping. Those ships have come under attack. And the British have said that they believe that some of the targets include British warships. The U.S. has not been willing to go that far because they say a lot of the attacks that have been launched, whether by missile or by drone, have been shot down to prevent any damage. And so, therefore, it's not always clear where the Houthis are aiming.
The Israeli military says it has found evidence that hostages were present in a tunnel in the Gaza Strip city of Khan Yunis, which has become the focus of Israel's ground offensive. The military on Wednesday showed the tunnel to journalists who were escorted into a neighborhood near the ruins of destroyed homes and streets. A corrugated tin hut covered the tunnel's entrance in a residential yard. The tunnel was hot and humid, with walls lined with concrete and electrical wires. This is